Well, good evening, everyone. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Lyle Mullins. I'm the president of Heaven Sent Ministries. And what a privilege it is for me to be here along with Ding Leek Ding, who is hailing from South Sudan. Juba, the capital city, is where he is located. Before he comes to speak to you, I'd just like to give a little background on him, if I may, so that you understand our connection and to know that we don't do things just off the cuff or haphazardly or without really considering, you know, the things that we're doing at HSM. We spend a lot of time praying. One of our staff knew Ding 20 years ago and had constant contact with him over the years. She introduced him to me about 4 or 5 years ago. And so we began to correspond with Ding. As we prayed, we really felt like this was a divine connection, that God was leading us to work with him there in South Sudan. So we began to do the thing that they needed most, and that was to send food to the people there. The people in South Sudan are struggling terribly. There's war, there's drought, there's famine, there's no food. There are no jobs, and it's very, very difficult for the people there. Ding is from the Dinka tribe, and there are many tribes there. And many times the tribes themselves will fight amongst one another. But Ding is the exception. He is one of those men who loves to work together with other tribes and really goes out of his way to go and help other people. And so when we saw that heart and we began to work with him initially, we felt like this should be a long-term relationship. And so actually we Scott, my son, went over in 2018 along with one of our other staff, Nancy, and they spent a week over there. I wanted Scott to be able to meet Ding in person and get to know him. After doing that and coming back, we decided that we would incorporate there, get NGOs status there so we could work on a continual basis. We wanted to send food into the country, and this was our way of being able to send it to ourselves. And so Ding was instrumental in helping us do that. Ding's background is he was a soldier for 25 years in the military, and then now did work for the government after the war. But the government is in such a situation there that they can't pay him really anything. Many months goes by without pay. And so it's been very difficult for him. But he doesn't look at himself. He always looks to the needs of others. And I think I've read that somewhere. Maybe in Philippians, Paul said, let's not just look to our own needs, but also consider the needs of those around us. And so he does that, and we're so grateful for that. And you have been a big part of the work that we do there in South Sudan. The last container we packaged here this very week is being distributed among the people there. And we have another container that we're preparing to send out. We're going this weekend to Westerville, Ohio, to a church, and they're going to put a full container together. And immediately the container is going to be there. It's going to ship out to South Sudan. So we're excited about that. We're excited that other people are seeing the need and are willing to step forward and help. But I want to thank you personally for your contribution and your partnership with us over the many years, as a matter of fact. You've been a great help to us, both financially, prayerfully. Some of you have been by our place and have helped us in other ways. And so we're very, very grateful and honored to be in partnership with you. And so we thank you for that. As Dean comes to share with you tonight, I know that his heart is heavy for his country. And many of the people there are still really struggling just for the next meal. And so as he shares with you the things that are going on, I hope you don't just look at it how terrible it is, but look at it as a great opportunity that we have to minister there. One of the things that Dan said just a little bit ago was that Ding not only passes out food, but he passes out the gospel. And he does that very effectively. And so many of the people that they come in contact with, they try to give the gospel to them and then move them into churches to help them in their faith. So you're a big part of that. And so, again, I want to thank you for those things. So I'll ask Dean to come, if you will, Dean, come. And as he makes his way up, we appreciate his ministry. And he had to go to the dentist today. So that was an unpleasant afternoon for him. But glad we were able to help him get that tooth fixed. So this is Ding, Leek Ding. So, Ding.
Thank you.
All right, brother.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That was my name. I'm called Deng Leek Deng. I'm from South Sudan, as they said. First of all, I give thanks to Almighty God for this privilege that has given me to stand before you, to share with you. And I also thank Pastor Dan and all the congregation in this church for this chance that has been given to me. As I say, I'm from South Sudan. South Sudan, in fact, is a country that suffered for a long time in series of wars. That is, with fighting since 1956. Some people, they call themselves Muslims. Some, they call themselves non-Muslim and non-Christian. And the country was confused. With this confusion, country could not stabilize. I was born and find people fighting. And you can see now how old I am. And today, after independence of the country is still not going well. Still there are a lot of difficulties facing the citizens of the country. Because of this series of wars, there are displacements, people left the country, and some people have been displaced inside the country. A lot of people, they went outside. Most of the people are here in this country. And some, they went to African countries. You find thousands of people in refugee camps. It is because of war. What makes this situation difficult right now, after South Sudan broke away from Sudan, again, there is a fighting started after South Sudan separated. There is fighting going on now in Sudan, where South Sudan took independence. That part of the country, I think people also are going to break away. There will be another country in Sudan. So Sudan is going to fragment into small countries because of bad ruling. Today, I'm here before you to say thank you very much for the support that you are doing as Christians, as Americans, as citizens of this country. We are happy and we appreciate what you are doing. Heaven's Head Ministries, I'm the representative in South Sudan. You mobilize here, you send it to me. And I go and give it to people. Also involve the government in a way that the government to understand that people in America, they are helping them. I don't just receive, but I contact the government and tell the government this is coming from our brothers and sisters in the United States of America. I keep them informed of what is happening. Because anybody who visits you during your sickness is your brother and is your sister. When someone come and visit you tomorrow when you are healed, it doesn't make any meaning. So the best thing that is to see a person when he's when he's in the hospital, or when he's sick, or when he's hungry. This time now, South Sudan is hungry, including Sudan. So the food that you send from here, the food that you contribute money, is being shared among South Sudanese and Sudan. Sudan means it is one Sudan that was divided into two. That is, it says South Sudan and Sudan. Supposed to be said North Sudan and South Sudan. It is only one country that was divided. Now, the food that you send from here is fairly distributed among the people. In Africa, we live as tribes. But because of the bad spirit, some people, they fight other tribes. Because they say, they are not our tribes, they are not our tribe, let us concentrate as one as tribe differently. So the best thing that you are doing, Heaven-Sent Ministries, through me in South Sudan, we are helping people with all our hearts. Anything that you give, $1 that you give, is not a loss. It is a help, a great help to people in South Sudan. In the book of we say it, we are empowered by the Holy Ghost as individuals. The Holy Ghost, God walk according to what you have in your heart. If you love Him, He will bless you. If you don't love Him, it is your choice. But as children of God, it is our right to love God and show Him that we love Him. So we need Holy Spirit in us to guide us, because there are some things that sometimes difficult to understand. It is only the Spirit of God that can lead us and make us understand what we don't know. In the book of John, chapter 15, verse 15 says, I don't call you servants anymore, but you are my friends. Because servants, they don't know what the master have. But friends knows what the master have. Jesus said, you are my friends. Whatever you ask from my Father in my name, I will give it to you. Because you are friends. You are not servants anymore. If you are friends, then Jesus is with us all the time. He can tell us any secret that His Father has for us. So it is good for all of us to be blessed by God. And God cannot bless when your heart is full with different things. Your heart must be full with righteousness. You must think heavenly. You must think according to Jesus Christ. Because Jesus came and died for us. He did not die in vain. He came to protect His own people. So it says in chapter 16, You don't choose me. But I choose you. I have appointed you to go to produce fruits that will last, and to ask the Father in my name, and He shall give you. We were not created in vain. We were told to go and produce. Our production will abide, will live, if we are connected with God. If we are not connected to God, God will not be happy with us. Because we are here for a purpose. There is a reason why we are here today. There is a reason why everyone is there. So let us do the work that God brought us to this world. And it is our time. We are here today. It is our time to serve God. We are ambassadors of Christ. If we are ambassadors of Christ, the ambassador cannot work against his country or her country. So heaven is our country. Let us work with one heart so that we can mobilize people to come to church, to come to Christ, so that they are safe. There are a lot of people who are lost outside there. And if we don't tell them, they will not know the salvation that we have today. Jesus came for our salvation. So, every child of God has a ministry of reconciliation in Christ. So Christ came to reconcile us with his Father. So today we are not in problem anymore. The sin have taken us away from God, and Jesus came to reconcile us with his Father. And today we have a victory. We have success. Our life is not in loss anymore. 2 Corinthians says, chapter 5 says, whoever is a believer, whoever believes in Christ is a new creation. We should be happy because we are accepted to Christ and we are new creation. The old body, the old attitudes have remained behind. Now we have started a new life, a life of heaven, a life of eternal life, which we are after it today. I'm happy because all of us, because of our faith, we shall meet in heaven one day. Nobody will remain without getting blessing from heaven. But how do you get it? How do you get heaven? It is what we do today that will take us to heaven. God said, if you help the poor, you help those who are in need, then you are his child. And you are implementing what he says. And when you love for God appears in your work, what you do reveal that you love God. You cannot say today, and I cannot say, I love God, and you don't serve him. You must serve God, and then everyone will see this is a man of God and this is a woman of God. And God will have lived us all. And today, as we have known God, we will never get lost again. Because when we enter into the kingdom of God and come back, that is completely wrong. We decide to be in the kingdom of God and we remain. We should not change our mind again. If you decided, all of us, if we decided to be with God, let us stay there. We should not move out of it. Because too many agreements is dishonor. So you say, I say today, I love God. Do something for him. And tomorrow I get back again. And tomorrow I come back, I love God. That doesn't work. It will not help each of us. So the best thing is to be there for life. So that God can do whatever he wants us to do. We are today standing before God. Whatever we do, and it is right in his eyes, is what will lift us up. We talk about South Sudan. South Sudan is a very rich country in everything. But because of human mentality, that is why people are hungry today. South Sudan is rich in many resources, but are not utilized because of insecurity. They are not utilized at all. We have animal resources. We have a river from south to north. And that river can benefit everybody. If you have a river crossing, dividing your country into two, then why do you complain again? It is because of insecurity. You can make a farm beside the river, along the River Nile. That's one. Number two, there is water coming from up. God is pouring water on South Sudan. And that water, people are not benefiting from it. It rains, nobody takes care because of its security. You go to a distance of 1 mile from your house, you are not secure. You cannot cultivate. And today, people are put in one place because of insecurity. You cannot do anything. I will not talk much about other things. There are a lot of things. Animal resources, they are there. So today, we need your prayers. We need your prayers for Sudan and South Sudan. You have heard a lot of difficulties happening in Sudan. Killing is too much. And that happened in South Sudan for a number of years. And now it's starting in Sudan. So your prayers are preachers to us and are very helpful. God said, you pray. Carry the burden of your brother or your sister. Take it upon yourself. Pray for peace to come in South Sudan and Sudan. So today, we are privileged to have Heaven Sent Ministries, who is talking on our behalf. Heaven Sent Ministries have done a lot. And they are not doing by themselves. It is you who is making Heaven Sent Ministries to do this. Without you, they cannot do it. And I believe whatever you have done for the benefit of someone else, for the benefit of needy, it will come back to you in hundred folds. Because there is no good thing that you can do and God cannot bless you. Do whatever you see is helpful to someone else. Not only in South Sudan, but in other countries that are facing the same problem. I urge you to look out, because you have good media here. You can hear everything. You can hear any part of the world that has problem, and you intervene. Help people as much as you can. God said, what you do, you reveal to me that you love me. Anything that you do for the extension of kingdom of heaven on earth, it may God recognize you. It may God recognize your family. Everyone who is standing in South Sudan today is saying thanks to America. Because we have a lot of South Sudanese in this country. And these South Sudanese, before the war, they were not here. They pour in different countries, in different states in this country. There are many, thousands of South Sudanese. And most of them are young people. What I can say about these people, you relate to them and call them to the churches, because people are not the same. If you meet a South Sudanese or anybody from another country who is not going to the church, please attach yourself to him and tell them about Jesus Christ. Because people may think that they know, but they don't know. They may think that they know. Without Christ, life is meaningless. Without Jesus Christ, the life is meaningless. There is no benefit at all. So we encourage ourselves as Christians today to invite people. And with this church, I ask every one of us, do evangelism. Evangelize people. Your friend in the office or your colleague in the office, you can tell them, come to the church. Come to the church. You meet someone on the road, tell him or tell her, come to the church. Because Jesus said, God said, go to the highways and hedges. Bring them to my church so that they are safe. This is our work as ambassadors of Christ. I know it is not easy. We have a lot of work to do for a living, but our life and our relationship with God should not be jeopardized by the work we are doing. It is good for all of us to be committed to the work of God. If we work together, you will see God blessing this country. God bless the country, not everyone, but if you kneel down in your house and ask him, commit yourself, tell him, please, God help this nation. God will listen to you. Moses was a human being like us. Isaiah was a human being like us. And today, we are in their positions. God is working through us. We're supposed to do, to give our hearts to him so that he can work through us. And I believe God is speaking to many of us here. It is not a waste for us to be here, because there is no other way. There is no other God rather than Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. So, we are in a situation that we need a support from you as Christians through Heaven Sent Ministries. I came here and I'm going back on 9th of this month. And I was here in 2005. I stayed a bit, number of days, and I went back. And now today God brought me back. I did not reach West Virginia. I was direction of New York. I stayed there for some time. And I was living in the middle of war. There is no day that people could not fight in the country. People are tired. People are suffering. I think there were pictures I took during the salvation. I don't know if they can be displayed here so that you can feel for yourself. Okay. So you can display them so that they can be seen. You may see me there giving food by myself. And also we ask you to pray for our leadership. Any leader who is not guided by God, things go apart. Things go wrong. Because human being, you cannot control human being without God. So we need you today and days ahead of us to concentrate on South Sudan, both materially and spiritually. When I leave going back to South Sudan, I will know that you are praying for my country. There is no division among children of God, because there is no division up in heaven. I will pray for you. Same thing, do it for me and for my country. Because if you do it, things will go right on our side. And God will be happy with us all. This world is not full with the people. Even though people are trying to finish themselves, God did not say that we have to get people out of the world. God did not say that. If you go to South Sudan, it's a very vast land. Land divided by rivers. If you go there, you can travel the whole day. If you don't want to see human beings, you can travel the whole day because of the vast land. And learn that there is everything. If we pray and peace come finally, then we have helped everyone in the country. So we are crying for our safety. We are crying so that you help us. God said, when you give, it shows that you love me. And you are also, you have accepted what I'm telling you. He said, go out and preach the gospel. Bring people to the church. Bring people to my kingdom. So it is good for all of us to do one thing. To be together and work together for the benefit of our kingdom in heaven. I call it our kingdom in heaven because I myself have put it in my heart, I must be there. And I want to go with all of you. And I want to go with those who are outside who do not know. It says in the Bible, the person who planted and the person who watered it, they are the same. They have the same wages. The one who built this church and those who are bringing people to this church, they will get their wages the same. But God bless it. God give increase. We plant it, we water it, but God give increase. Whatever you are doing today in your businesses, in your families, God will give you increase. Because you have come here to say thank you, Lord, for everything that you are doing in my family, for everything that you are doing in my country, for making me to bring people to the church. So it is good for all of us to be careful of people who are moving outside there. There is nothing outside there. We should not allow ourselves to be deceived by the evil spirit. We need to be very close to God so that we can get two things. One, we get our blessings here. Two, when we sleep, we shall be seated at the right hand of God. So the best thing is to be careful of what we do, of what we say. So our life is a life of Christ, a life full with blessings. What I can say this evening, prepare yourself to help others. Even if you can go to South Sudan to see with your own eyes, Jesus said, when I was sick, you visited me. When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was prison, you visited me. And it was us. When did I not see you? When you were in prison. When you were sick. When you were hungry. It is not him, Jesus Christ himself, but those people on the street. People in South Sudan. People in Ukraine. People wherever they are. These are Jesus Christ. There's nothing. It says there is something said in the Bible here. It said, now you keep your money like this. You don't want to release it. And other person give his money. And it is still rich. That means when you rely yourself to God and you ask God to bless you, God pass blessing through you. You give, even you give millions of dollars, God will bring more million dollars. Because he knows these dollars are going to right target. So it is good for all of us to put God in our heart. Not half, fully. So that we are uplifted spiritually. It says, if we take this America, one person, become his, what will he benefit? It is only keep ourselves to God so that God can bless us. And we have a blessed time when we come to heaven. We don't need to be in a place that was prepared for demon and Lucifer. That is not our place. Our place is to be with God, to be in the right hand of God. And what makes it possible is faith. Let us have faith. Our faith will guide us towards the right direction. And I believe each of us tonight, I want God to touch each of us, including me. I'm also a human being. I'm a person. I have my own problems. And my problems, I put them before Jesus Christ to help me sort out every problem. The same, I want each of us to put away all these problems and all only focus on Jesus Christ, because he's the only way. Whether we have problem or not, Jesus is our way. So tonight, what I can advise us is to work together. Let us work together so that we can achieve what Jesus said. Jesus said, anything you ask in my name, my Father will give it to you. There's no problem. His Father is looking at us and is waiting to see his children are blessed and are protected. Second Corinthians chapter 9 says, remember this, the farmer who plants a few seeds will have a very small harvest. That is work of God. A farmer who plants few seeds, he will harvest small. That means it's your faith. You do your best for the extension of kingdom of God. If you do more, if you love God with all your heart, then you will harvest more. That is what Jesus is saying here. But the farmer who plants because he has receive God's blessing, we receive a harvest of God's blessings. This is a message, and this is a promise. of which all of us must take it seriously. We must plant. Whatever seed we planted is what we are going to harvest. We cannot plant different things today and expect more tomorrow. Is what you planted is what you are going to receive. So God is teaching us so that we can become His good children. And also verse 7 says, each of you should give whatever you have decided. You should not be sorry that you gave something by force. Nobody can force me. Nobody can force you. And I should not be sorry when I give something out. What I decided to give, let it be from the bottom of my heart. And I should not be sorry. I should not regret. Because God doesn't see outside the people. He sees the heart. What you remove from your house and bring it to the house of God, God will see it that you are serious. If I'm sorry, He will know that Deng is very sorry for what he is giving. He will not bless me. So whatever you have decided in your heart, please freely give it. You will get it worth 100-fold. And that is your relationship with God. This is my relationship and your relationship with God. God will not come Himself and hold my hand. Then take something to the neighbors. They have problem. But He will tell me through the Bible, do this and I will bless you. So each of us today, we need to be very careful, to be vigilant, and to be obedient to God's word. So besides says, besides God will give you His constantly overflowing kindness, then when you always have everything you need, you can do more and more. So God will bless us. So let us touch our, let us put God in our hearts so that we open for Him our hearts. He said, I knock at the door of your heart. If you open for me, I will come in. If you don't open, it is your choice. That means we block ourselves. If we don't allow God to enter us, that means we have closed door of blessings. So God is always on our side. Our God is not a partial God. He's a God of unity. God of prosperity. No enemy shall come closer to us when we are with Him. When we accepted Him, He said, I will protect you from your enemies. It is because we are doing something for Him. It is because He told us and we obey Him. God cannot send enemies away from us without seeing anything from us. So the best thing is to be obedient to God's work. Let us help people in the world. Let us do what God needs from us to do. And here I will not go far. The message is delivered. You filter it and see what you can do. Mobilize people from the road. On the road, bring them to the church. That is God's work. Help the poor. That is God's work. See your neighbors who have problems whether food or what, handle. That means you are doing God's love. You cannot say, I love God, when you don't do anything. You must do something so that you can be blessed. God is in our midst, and I give him all the glory, because he loved me, and he loves you. So I will not go far. I will welcome Pastor Dan, and I thank him for allowing me to stand before you. And I'm sorry, the language, the accent that I'm speaking, I apologize to who will not understand me well, because I come from across the ocean. I come from very far. And you know, English is just spread it, but sometimes get spoiled somewhere. And you forgive me if you have not understand anything. If you had any best, please get that best and go to the Bible. Bible will tell you more. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Ding, for being with us. Great to have you here. And his English actually is excellent. Excellent. Much better than my Melanesian pidgin in Papua New Guinea. So excellent English. Thank you for sharing with us. So many needs in South Sudan. He listed many of those things that we can pray for, from government corruption to poverty there, hunger, war, just so many needs in that country. And just ask you to lift up those people in your prayers. And I would like to lift up Pastor Ding and Heaven Sent Ministries and the food distribution that's happening even now. And if you will, join your hearts with me in prayer for everything that's taking place. Father, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for your providence in bringing Ding here, in making that connection between Lyle and his vision for helping those in need, particularly with hunger, putting that vision on his heart, and then providentially working things out with Pastor Ding and opening the door there to have a trusted partner on the other side of the ocean to receive those food packages and distribute them fairly, and then also to deliver the gospel with them. So we thank you for your providence in that. We thank you for Ding's message that salvation by grace through faith, and we've been created in Christ to do good works. And we thank you for making us a new creation. Thank you for giving us purpose. And Father, we want to honor you with our lives. We want to demonstrate our love for you in our good works, in our generosity. And I pray that you would help this church to continue to faithfully partner with Heaven Sent Ministries, to help us to give cheerfully and generously to see the gospel go to the ends of the earth. Please continue to bless Ding while he's here. And we do pray for those things in his country. We pray for an end of war there. We pray for peace among the tribes. We pray for, even through poverty and hunger and other challenges, that there would be open doors to the gospel. And we thank you for the joy that you give, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. So we praise you. We thank you for our time together tonight. Please bless this time as only you can. In Jesus' name, amen. I thank you all so much for being with us. And I encourage you to come say hello to Pastor Ding. Just share whatever the Lord has on your heart with him and with Lyle and his family as well. Thank you.